Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the subject today, the issue at hand. Will we bow to authoritarianism or dictatorship? We're on the very verge, the precipice of going into a dictatorial form of government in the United States of America. And part of that would be found in the mask mandates and in the COVID requirements. So they've taken the COVID pathogen, they've literally weaponized it to force American citizens to submit and to be in subjection to a dictatorial form of government that is on the horizon of coming to full fruition. Remember, it was Barack Hussein Obama that said that they were going to fundamentally change America. And we're watching the end result of the fundamental change with the shadow government being coming to fruition today. And part of that is with the COVID requirements that they're placing on us by the dictatorial wannabe tyrant mayors and governors across America. We have also with us today Glenn, which is a retired police officer, law enforcement, that has some fresh insight on some of these things we're talking about. Glenn, just before the news break, you were talking about the QR code and what's being done in China. Refresh our thoughts on that again, and let's tie the loose ends up with what we're talking about with the vaccination and the COVID passes.
In China, they use your cell phone to track movement. And so for them to use public transportation, it has to be scanned. It indicates whether or not, A, you're an enemy of the state or not, or whether or not you've gotten your vaccination, or whether or not you've been cleared to be in the public. And everyone must scan to get on and off public transportation and or to go into a public building. They also use what's some sort of a social credit score. So if you don't bow when you're supposed to bow, if you don't subject yourself to all their rules, your credit score goes down. You cannot travel. There are 10 million people in China that can't get on an airplane to go where they want to go because they fail on the credit score. They can't borrow money. It's all tied to the government system. We watched our Democratic politicians praise the China model for the virus and how China handles their people. Well, it's a dictatorship. It's a dictatorship, and that camel's got its nose not under the tent in America. They're in the tent in America sponsoring politicians, and we wonder why things go sideways so fast. It's very interesting that they're saying everyone needs this card, this COVID pass, which may be an actual card or may be downloaded into the phone for transportation, for to go through TSA and or to enter buildings. And they didn't want people to have an ID to vote. I have to say this. They didn't want people to be required to have an ID to vote, but you must have a COVID pass. It's coming before you can take mass transportation or enter government buildings. And like I said before, in Australia, they're already using the telephone to scan the QR code. It's just a square with a bunch of squares in it. If you know what I mean, you've seen it.
Yes.
And that translates to the phone information of where you've been, when you've been, who you've been in contact with, for every building you enter, including the churches and regular businesses, and all that information being uploaded so that they know who you are and where you were. Then they can say, oh, well, this person tested positive, so now you're quarantined. 7 days, 14 days, you're in timeout. Oh, interesting. Now, they shut down the businesses. Remember, you couldn't open your business, but they let people out of prison so they didn't get sick. So the streets got flooded with criminals at the time you couldn't open your business. And if you did, you got arrested. Boy, it doesn't make any sense, does it? All right, what's going on? The bigger picture is the Marxist communist revolution that is in play right now.
Absolutely.
The disruption of everything that you thought was normal is up in the air. They want it to be an ungovernable society. Therefore, the government will take command and crush civil rights. We're watching it happen. We're watching it happen. And everybody goes, oh, well, it'll be normal soon. It'll be, no, it won't. It's not going back. You gave up your civil rights. You gave up your freedom of speech. You gave up your freedom of religion. They're coming for the guns, okay? They told you they were coming for the guns. Kamala Harris in California when she was attorney general, okay? Remember when Veritas had the information that Planned Parenthood was selling baby parts?
Yes, okay? That's right.
She prosecuted Project Veritas. Planned Parenthood got off the hook, and she took pride in that. She also is against the weapons in California and said California should be the model for the rest of the nation. She's now your vice president-elect. They signaled. They don't even hide it anymore. They told you what they're going to do. Okay, even the media was broadcasting that there were going to be election issues, and then Trump was basically going to look like the winner, and then he wasn't going to be the winner. How did they know? Do they have a crystal ball? That's very interesting. Yeah. So they keep pushing. They keep pushing their narrative. They shut out all other facts. You say anything about election fraud or the China virus, they'll shut you down.
You absolutely. Have in fact, they have. They basically shut even President Trump down on all social media. But Glenn, what you're saying is, we need to speak up, stand up, be heard, and be seen as citizens before it's too late. In fact, I'm reminded of a story that was real, not just an illustration, but a real story back during the Hitler days in Germany when the Jews were being rounded up and put in rail cars and hauled off to the concentration camps to ultimately be gassed in the gas ovens. There was a small church, and I forgot the name of the church and what little town in Germany it was in. A small church, though. Real story. You can Google it. It's called Sing a Little Louder. Sing a Little Louder. And during the course of the worship services, as they would hear the rail cars coming, and it was right near the church, the screams and the cries and the howling of the people, the Jewish people that were on board being taken off to death. And rather than hearing them scream and cry, rather than doing something about it as Christians and as churches and as pastors, they were given orders, as you hear that train coming and the screams in the house, just sing a little louder. Sing a little louder. Wow. So that you would not be bothered by the horror that's taking place. Google that, ladies and gentlemen, sing a little louder. And that's exactly what we're doing in America today. Pastors are muzzled. Pastors are being silenced. Pastors are hiding under the bed and in the closet rather than growing a spine, putting on big boy pants, and taking a stand from the pulpits. It won't be long, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not saying this in a negative fashion, but if Joe Biden goes into office, it will not be long before pastors and churches will absolutely be persecuted and prosecuted if you say anything about the government that is ruling and reigning and destroying our constitutional rights and our liberties. Glenn, I'm looking at another article. It says, immunity passports and the peril of conferring coronavirus status. Immunity passports, which would verify whether someone has been infected with COVID-19, could help you travel, open up travel for you. It could open up deployment, but it raises concerns. Further in the article, the deployment of immunity passports raises a number of logistical and ethical concerns. In the United States, testing could become a barrier to getting a pass. Diagnostic testing has been limited, and some tests are measuring COVID-19 antibodies are still being developed. Even if testing were universally available, people without antibodies will be shut down from everyday activity, everyday life, creating a division and a landscape of antibodies, haves and have-nots. The reality is that access to all of society is kind of a certification that will reflect existing systemic biases, corruption, and discrimination in the system if it is fully enacted. And that's where we're going today. And that's the reason I have such concern, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. That telephone number is 831-0917. If you'd like to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion. We're talking about the question, will we bow to dictatorship or to authoritarianism? And we're on the fast track for doing that. Glenn, we're already bowing today. And as recently I had a dear Christian that said, called into the broadcast and made the comment, very kind, was not onerous at all, but very kind, said, what's wrong with Christians putting on the mask? That's a little thing. What's wrong with putting on the mask and following the regulations and the rules? Respond to that. What is wrong with that? Why shouldn't Christians just do that? Why shouldn't we just submit to whatever rules and regulations the government puts out, even if it might counter our Bill of Rights?
They are muzzling the Christians and all dissent. It's not about their little rules. They are trying to censor truth. We live in America. We do not have a king. We elect representatives. We elect a president. We elect a congressman or a congresswoman, senator, mayors, police chief. Well, a police chief is usually appointed by a mayor. There you go. But electing sheriffs. We put our people in charge of us. Okay? There is a common sense that goes through legislative process. These things have not gone through legislative process. These have become, as you say, fiat rules and regulations, okay? They are violating civil rights. Did you know these people were calling into the sheriff's office saying, hey, they're not wearing a mask, or there's more than 10 people there. It's unenforceable. In the state of Florida, it's unenforceable. Now, you go to California, they might actually arrest you. They pulled a guy out of the ocean for surfing, all right? He was supposed to be at the beach. A helicopter, a boat, and deputies sent to pull him out of the ocean, all right? What's going on there? Was it about the virus? No, sir. It was about restricting freedom, and they did it. They did it. When the government steps in a church, shuts down the church, tells them they couldn't even meet in a parking lot in one state, okay? And started writing everyone a notice to appear that showed up in a parking lot in their own car so they couldn't have church. Was it about the virus? No, sir. It was about restricting your freedom of religion. And they did it. Now, a lot of these things are going through the process now. There are a lot of lawsuits pending. That being said, everybody's talking about, oh, well, this was, you know, the coronavirus 19. All right, well, stand by. They're going to call Corona 21 here soon, and they'll say, oh, this one's going to be worse than the first one. It's not going to stop. It's not going back to normal. It's going to get worse. What happens when you make everybody stay apart from each other and put on a mask? People don't talk to each other anymore. You might get a nod from someone you know. They're afraid to touch you. They're afraid to get close. You think you're going to discuss any religious or political ideas in public? No. Hey, back to that China model. How is it working for the church in China? They burn churches down in China. Christians have been forced back underground in China. Stand by. Welcome to America, you know, with the K in it.
Yes.
It's not going to stop. It's them getting one more step, one more step, one more step. Common sense went out the window. It's all about the sheep.
And Glenn, one of the things that is causes so much consternation for me, and it should for our listeners, the COVID deaths are just astronomical. And yet we find, and I don't know if you're aware of the statistics, but I'm told that regular deaths by annual influenza and pneumonia have just plummeted. In fact, the number of deaths this year from influenza and pneumonia is less than 1%. Less than 1%, whereas it's been between 80 and 150,000 deaths a year, 2017, 2018, 2019, and 2020. Now, 2020, all of a sudden, there are no more deaths by normal, common annual influenza or pneumonia. But here's an article that says COVID-19 deaths have been inflated. Two Minnesota state lawmakers are the latest to call for an audit of the death certificate citing coronavirus, saying COVID-19 deaths could have been inflated by as much as 40%. It's a pretty lengthy article, but I'll just simply pick out a blurb or two. The state representative Mary Franson and state senator Scott Jensen, by the way, is a medical doctor, a physician, have released a video on their findings. Quote, I have examples, he says, where COVID isn't the underlying cause of death, where you have a fall in the video. Another example is freshwater drowning, another dementia, another stroke, another multi-organ failures, all listed as COVID-19. And the end result is, Dr. Jensen says, that it's the money. Hospitals in Minnesota, according to this article and the absolute statements by Dr. Jensen, a state senator, says that the average hospital, average payout to the hospital from the federal government to a COVID death in a hospital is $77,000. Ladies and gentlemen, the thing we're talking about is the fictitious, phony, false, hyped numbers of COVID deaths for MONEY. The hospitals in Minnesota received an average of $25 million for each hospital for the inflated deaths, and they're going back through now and auditing the death certificates, and they've already discovered, just in their brief audit, that over 40% inflation in the number of deaths, all caused by so-called COVID. One was where a man was shot three times, but they listed his death as COVID. One drowned, a freshwater drowning. He was listed as drowning. He was listed as dying from COVID. And I could go on and on and on. The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, we have taken a real pathogen and we have weaponized it to destroy the presidency of Donald J. Trump and to control we the people and to cause the people to become slave sheeples rather than people. We the people should be the ones making the decision on the government over us rather than vice versa. Glenn, hang in there. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question and comment, please. If we lost our caller, he'd call back. Here's an article that says, a soul-searching, Glenn, this is what I want us to think on a moment. A season of soul searching. Will we bow, asking the same question, will we bow to authoritarianism? Americans have just seen our own corrupted, one out of two political ruling parties, hijacked by godless democracy, destroying zealots, aided by communist China. Our rights, such as free speech, freedom of religion, are being extinguished every day. Our historic statues in many cities are being destroyed by intimidating violent mobs of the left, looters and arsonists. Our police, laws, courts, watchdog press and elections now seem to be controlled by anti-American globalist ideologues. Do we still have the dedication and faith to regain our independence? Glenn, from a law enforcement background and seeing what is taking place in America today, if lost, will we ever regain our liberties, our freedoms, and the freedom of worship, the freedom of speech, the freedom to gather, etc.?
You won't get it back. You won't get it back. They're coming for it. They're coming for it. I have to say we've got pretty good representation for the city of Jacksonville. The state of Florida, Ron DeSantis has done a great job as the governor. I praise him and Rutherford and others that have taken a stand with the people in Florida. If you go, and I've been to the mountains a few times recently, you step out of Florida, it's different. It's different. They have knuckled under and bowed down to the lies. Now, keep in mind, I'm not saying there's not a virus out there and someone who's susceptible could get it and could possibly die. People have actually died from it. However, there was also issues of the of diabetes or heart disease or lung disorders or other ailments that go along with them being extra susceptible. All right, so I'm not saying it's not out there. But they're using this whole pandemic virus, China, Wuhan flu, whatever you want to call it, as a political hammer. They have won the lottery for control, and they're not going to give it up. They're going to take more and more and more. They're going to keep coming out with something new and more protocols to get people to do what they want them to do. And then those who resist and speak out against it, I mean, they already said people who voted for Trump or supported Trump, they were going to come for them. All right. Hey, the Christians are in that group too, folks. They're in that group
right.
too. You speak
Glenn,
out.
Hold on just a minute. Hold just a minute. I believe we have Joseph on the line with a question. Go ahead with your question and comment, please.
Yes, very informative broadcast as usual. However, I have a few comments. Number one, does this really surprise a true born-from-above Christian that has studied end-time event scenarios and eschatology for years like you, Dr. Youngblood? this has all been prophesied in one way or another, and it's coming to fruition quicker and quicker, so it's really not a surprise, is it?
It is not a surprise, and I'm glad you made mention of that, because when we study the Scripture and see the eschatological prophetic text of what God has said shall take place, it is taking place just as he said. One of the things that is the caveat that I must say from my perspective and from ought to be from every Christian's perspective, we ought to be salt and light as the Lord Jesus commanded that we be. Salt must get out of the shaker. Light must get out of the closet. And as salt and light, we need to be preservatives and luminaries for the society in which we're living in. We ought not to roll over and play dead, as I use the term. We need to stand and fight. This is the reason we need to have, as we find in the Scripture, need to recognize Ephesians 6:12 says that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness and rulers in high places. And it's a demonic battle that we're in, and we need to have on the whole armor of God and do battle with the enemy of God. Yes, sir, you're exactly right. And one of the things that every Christian ought to recognize is we're on the fast track for it.
Yeah, and can I ask something else?
Yes, sir.
In China, okay, there's great persecution, but very few people speak about this. And in other countries, too, where there's great persecution, the underground church, the people, the called out ones, the holy ones, the saints are thriving. And, you know, when we talk about the church, many people are just saying they mean the building or indirectly or directly, but persecution brings out the best in believers.
It historically does. One of the things, though, there's a little nuance of difference there, because in China, they are literally corralling the Christians, putting them in concentration camps. They're destroying hymn books, destroying the Bibles, destroying the crosses, destroying any edifice that will be called a church house. So it's not just the buildings. They're destroying the body of Christ, i.e., the actual physical beings called Christians in the nation of China today. That's exactly the fast track that we're on for America. If Joe Biden goes in, may I simply say, I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, as the book of Amos says, but may I say, if Joe Biden goes into office, I would be willing to say within 12 months, we will find major, 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 and if I can be redundant and say major, persecution of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ in America under the Biden administration. So we need to look up. Go ahead.
Yes. Do you see Joe Biden getting in, or do you still think Trump has a scintilla of a chance?
I am still praying and asking God to intervene on January the 6th of 2021. I believe we have enough in the House of Representatives and senators that's willing to take a stand that's already said now publicly that they're going to take the stand. So I pray that they will maintain the spine, the backbone, and will take a stand. There will be 2 hours of chaos and confusion in that joint session, and I'm praying the end result that God will rule and that President Trump will be sworn in on January the 20th. There's enough evidence today of a stolen election, of a fraudulent election. There's enough evidence. If it were weights going on a ship, it would sink the Titanic. That's enough evidence out there. And yet we had a Supreme Court that's turned their backs on it with over 60 cases filed. Supreme Court saying no on all of them. Appeals Court saying no on all of them. The fix is in, if you want to look at it that way. But I believe God is more powerful than that fix. And so I'm still asking God, still believing God, still trusting God to intervene and give the victory to us. But you're exactly right. So, brother, keep on praying. Luke 21:28 says we need to look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh.
Okay. One last thing. Just to solicit your prayers and your radio audience's prayers. I have a serious medical concern that the Lord saw fit to bless me with for his glory. And thank you.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's Joseph we're talking with. Pray for Joseph that God will give wisdom to the physicians and the medical team that will give him victory and healing and restoration of health. Pray that prayer for him today. Glenn, we've got about a couple of minutes left on the broadcast today. So before we wrap up, let me just take a moment and share a brief thought from this article, and then you and I can talk about it. It's called The Bondage of Lies. Says Jesus Christ has been criminalized in America. Most of you probably have never looked at it this way, but can you name one historical person who is less welcomed in public discussion than the King of Kings. He's been expunged from education, government, healthcare, counseling, media, military, and every other area of public discourse. He's been banished to the churches where he is occasionally offered the opportunity to appear. But those appearances are becoming rarer every day as the church gives way to the feel-good psychobabble masquerading as truth. Sadly, most pulpits no longer plead his cause nor fight for the right of the position of king over the earth. There was a day when our churches believed in it and taught it. There was a time when he was the central focus of all that we taught. Jesus and his precepts was the center of public education, the government, medicine, and all sciences, and embodiment of truth. Jesus Christ was the chief cornerstone of all that once was taught in our historic institutions. No longer. America is suffering from truth decay, and in place of Jesus, we have substituted something called science. Science has now become the arbiter and the determiner of all truth. Where American children were once taught to trust Jesus, we're now being exhorted to trust science. And Glenn, Joe Biden has said that he's going to trust science. What's wrong with trusting science in relationship to spiritual activity and what churches and Christians ought to do? We've got about a minute and a half. I'm going to let you take that minute and a half to just speak directly to our listeners and give some thoughts about what we ought to do, how we need to respond, and what Christians need to do.
I am not a scientist. I'm not a medical professional, but I'll tell you this. Their science keeps wobbling back and forth, back and forth. You can't trust their science. It all depends on who's getting the government grant, who's going to be profiting from a vaccine. I mean, it runs four levels deep. At the beginning, they said, do this. Then they said, don't do that. Then they said, don't do this. Then they said, do this. Who are we supposed to believe? We're supposed to believe the science? Wow. Okay. Well, in the 70s, the earth was going to freeze to death. Then the earth was going to, we were all going to cook. Now they just changed it. Instead of saying global cooling, global warming, that's climate change. So anything goes. And apparently, according to the elites, human beings are the problem, and they want to eliminate human beings. How's that working out for us? If we don't have the Word of God, we have no hope. My message is open the church, open the church, open the church, preach the word, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together, put the Bibles and the hymnals back in the church.
Amen. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also, tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.